Welcome back into the Joe Bucks Fan Show. We're going to keep going on the Mayfield conversation. We're presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford dealers. That means in 1960, Bill Curry Ford was the only Ford dealership in Tampa, and they are still here, family-owned, family-operated. Family makes a difference. BillCurryFord.com. Check out BillCurryFord.com. See all the incredible June specials. Schedule mobile service at your home, no extra charge. And feel free to reach out to Sean Sullivan. He's the GM of Bill Curry Ford. He will give you the Ira Kaufman discount or the Joe Bucks Fan discount. Same thing. BillCurryFord.com. All right, Ira, Mayfield's reaction to the contract offer put in front of him, we got to get there.
Well, it wasn't generous enough to generate a response from the Baker, the Mayfield camp.
Exactly.
You know, so they're kind of in limbo.
What's their hurry? They got no hurry.
Yeah. I'd be in a hurry if I was Mayfield. Given the last 3 years.
I think he's going to bet on himself.
I don't know. I mean, it's a big game of chicken. It's a lot of money to pass up, guaranteed. If the Glazers put something in front of them, they're obviously willing to go up. I don't know. You know, I mean, the Glazers got spoiled. They watched Chris Godwin take less money than he could have gotten from the Patriots. They watched Tom Brady take less money than other quarterbacks year after year after year.
Didn't work with Mike Evans.
That's mind-boggling to them, probably. So, I mean, Baker knows he's fighting against that, too, with ownership. But if he wants too much money, I think they're just going to say, screw it, Jason, let's go another direction. Fans don't like Bulls anyway. We'll just fire him, and then we'll blame not hiring Baker on the new coach.
Isn't this a great spot for Mayfield, Lee?
I think he's in a win-win.
Great offensive line. That's
I mean, staying with one buck place. I mean,
Steve hit the nail on the head.
The fans
he's
love
got
him.
Weapons. Fans love him for the most part. I don't think he's as popular as what it's made out to be. But great offensive line, I think, if healthy. He's got weapons. Look where he's living. Would he rather live in Baltimore?
I don't see Pittsburgh as a team on the rise. Lee, I don't see it.
I'm a wait and see on McCarthy. I don't know about
that. All right, Ira, I have a very important theory here that I'm going to write about on JoeBucksFan.com, but we will explore
it here. Getting a preview?
I'm going to hit it right here. We're going to discuss it because I know you haven't thought of this yet. All right, Ira, look, here's my theory. Because, you know, this is like politics. Nothing is just accidental.
You never run out of theories, do you, Steve? You got theories.
No, I got a lot of theories. So
coming out of your caboose over there.
The Glazers, they know what they did to the fans. The fans who collectively wanted Todd Bowles out on his ass and heading to his retirement home in North Carolina. That's what they wanted.
Which is like 70% of the fans on your polls?
More than that. But we never put a poll out saying, you know, how many of you want Todd Bowles fired. But the confidence polls and just the anecdotal stuff.
The confidence polls tell the tale.
They tell the tale. So most fans wanted him out. And that's not an exaggeration. So the Glazers know. They said, nope, no soup for you, fans. You're stuck with Todd Bowles, whether you like it or not. But they know that if they play this contract game with Baker Mayfield, and not give him what he wants and maybe make him earn it and hang it out. That takes all the attention off Todd Bowles for a while. Because let's face it, if the Bucks struggle next year, most likely Mayfield is struggling. He's playing well. They got enough talent to win a fair share of games. So ownership knows if we pay Mayfield, he's got a much more heavy, he's locked in here. And Todd Bowles is the one who's going to get all the heat because the fans are going to know Mayfield isn't getting any heat because he's here for the next 3-4 years, people. So they're not going to pay Mayfield right away to take pressure off Todd Bowles because they set him up to take heat from week one.
I got a very simple answer for that, Lee. If the Bucks start 2-5, I don't care what Mayfield's doing. I don't care what Mayfield's contract situation is. Bowles is going to take the heat.
Oh, yeah.
As he should.
Yeah.
As he
but
should.
But he'll be like Shannon-like.
I don't think you can deflect the focus on Todd Bowles from Buck fans' perspective.
Now, I will say, I want to clarify what I said earlier.
Unless Mayfield gets hurt week one and he's out for 10 weeks.
Well,
that's a pass.
I got to clarify something I said earlier when I mentioned Mayfield's popularity. And I said I didn't think he's as popular as what it's made out to be. I think he's very popular the way he plays. People love that. And I wouldn't say unpopular, but let's say it's 60-40. The 40% don't like the results. They love the effort, but they don't like the end results.
Here's $20 for the effort, Lee.
Something for the effort. You
Steve,
know?
Steve, it's interesting.
Nice theory, Steve. Well, nice theory.
It's interesting, Ira, because let's say he has.
Bowles is the guy in the crosshairs.
Let's say he has. Let's say Mayfield has no contract and he throws three picks against Dallas on Thursday Night Football. The Bucs drop to 2-3. If he has a contract, Bowles is going to take a lot more heat than Mayfield
that's
would.
A good
that's
point.
Just how I look at
that's
it.
That's a good point. They'll be. Yeah, that's a great point. There might even be a scintilla of sympathy for Bowles if Mayfield's stinking it up.
Then you might have some fans saying, what the hell? Why did Light give Mayfield that contract?
Yes.
You might have that.
Exactly. It's an interesting situation. Now, the Bucs have made themselves relevant by Mayfield's comments because your run-of-the-mill 8-9 team in the landfill of the NFC South, as Lee calls it, aptly. That's not interesting, but now all of a sudden the Bucs, Mayfield, in, out.
I don't think the Bucs anticipated Mayfield talking about his contract, Lee.
Why would they not do that? He's Baker Mayfield.
I think they were hoping he'd say, no comment on that.
That seems unrealistic.
He's Baker Mayfield. Now, I did accuse him of hiding from the media.
Yes,
and he
you
came
did.
Out.
And a day after the story publishes.
Three days later he came out. But the point is, he still was last to talk. He said how he felt. I think the Bucs expected that either.
So when he comes out for mandatory minicamp, as expected, in front of the microphones, is he going to add anything to what he's already said?
No, but he'll be asked.
I'm sure he'll have something to add, to a degree.
Hey, Baker, did you respond to the Bucs yet?
He and his agent should get together and decide what he's going to throw out there.
What if that clashes with what the Bucs want him to say?
It's up to Mayfield.
You think this will have no effect hanging over his head the way he plays in 26?
Well, he pretty much admitted that it would. If he if he can't even negotiate a contract during the season because that's a distraction, then how could it not be in his head? If it's not bothering you, it doesn't matter. So he's kind of admitting.
Or do you think he's got such singular focus that it wouldn't affect him at all? Like,
there's no telling. I mean, I can see either side. I can see him getting rattled by it, or I can see him being motivated by it. You know,
it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Anybody who likes Baker Mayfield and knows him could see him giving the Bucs the finger, saying, "Look, we're going straight to the franchise tag, or I'm out of here."
Here's one for you, Ira. Theo Ash, who I won't call him a hot take artist. I think he's pretty well reasoned. I don't agree with everything he says.
Let me ask on behalf of 90% of our listeners. Who?
Well, 90% of the listeners who don't use social media.
All right, who is he? Who is he?
Well, I was just explaining. He's a guy, you know, he said, hell with newspapers, hell with sports radio. I'll start my own. And he went solo, and he did some really thoughtful stuff. He regularly puts out videos on TikTok, periodically on Twitter. And he's built up about a 500,000 audience. And I think he's very well thought out and very reasoned. I don't always agree with him. He thinks Mayfield's looking for Josh Allen kind of money. And surprisingly, since Baker came to the Bucs, his numbers are very similar to Josh Allen's. And that's what makes him think that Mayfield's agent is going to be looking for Josh Allen.
Well, the Buck numbers aren't similar to the Bills' numbers. That's the problem.
Well, the trick is
Josh Allen might have less to work with, Lee, than him. Maybe.
That's very fair. And I was just going to say Josh Allen gets his team further in the playoffs than Baker Mayfield does. That's number one. Number two, they play similarly, very physical. But Josh Allen can absorb that punishment. I think it's fairly obvious that Mayfield cannot absorb the punishment, at least not as well as Josh
Allen. And Lee, you got to acknowledge that, I mean, as much as I love Mayfield as a scrambler in terms of getting those first downs, this guy's scoring 14 rushing touchdowns a season, Allen. I mean, that's an incredible advantage for Buffalo.
Here was Theo Ash's main point. Mayfield, in his eyes, is not to the level, not that he doesn't deserve the money, but the money he will be looking for will strangle you on the cap so much that you can't spend any money on defense. And his contention is, in the NFC, you have to have a dramatically better defense than what the Bucs currently have. He said, you sign Mayfield, you can kiss Vita Vea goodbye, and you might not be able to re-sign Antoine Winfield. And he said the Bucs simply do not have a good enough defense to overcompensate that. His words, not mine. I'd let him walk.
I will say this, though, Steve. If I look this guy up on Twitter, and he's probably on Twitter.
He is.
And if I tap his picture, and I see how he describes himself, Steve, and if the first two words I see are social influencer, bleep, I'm not following, I'm not going any further. If that's all you got to say about yourself, I'm out of here.
All right, Sage, look, this Mayfield thing is going to go on and on. You know, unless there's a quick resolution, it'll go on and on.
Oh, wait a minute. If it happens August 14th with a great offer, my agent can't discuss it. It's past the date.
So, Sage, the distraction element, Brad Johnson was on WDAE with Rock Riley and talked about that. And he says, yeah, it's definitely a distraction. You know, he went through it with Washington. He gave him an ultimatum. They didn't meet it. And he left and went to the Bucks. That's how he came here. They had traded for him, and he wanted a new deal, and he talked about that basically you get to the point where you're calling your agent every day. What's going on? What's going on? Now, obviously, nowadays, Mayfield would be texting his agent, but I could see how it's a distraction. It's a lot of money.
You don't think it's a distraction for other Buck players, do you?
I think distraction is one of the most... It's right up there.
Right
with
up there with social influence.
No, it's right up there with leaders. It's just empty talk for either losing teams or what you do in the summer when it's dead. I learned in high school, this is what my football coach told me, and he was so freaking right.
After he told you to take a seat?
Distractions are distractions if you let them be distractions.
There you go.
Period.
All right, boys, no distractions here on the Joe Bucks Fan Show. We'll be back on the other side. We'll get off the Mayfield topic a bit. We got to dive a little deeper into Irish chat with Antoine Winfield Jr. and more.